This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, Melbourne. Good afternoon on this dreary...
Hi, Melbourne.
Hello, Jono.
Hi, Yanni. Hello, Australia. Hello, the world. We are here and we are queer.
That's right, on Living Life Single. How has your single week been, Jono?
Single week has been a better week this week, but great. I will say that for my favourite part, Yanni.
Good. but things are looking good?
I mean that's the operative word, isn't it? Looking.
You know, yes. Was it a play on words?
Yeah, it was. Things are looking better, thank you.
Good. Fantastic. So we've got an exciting show today, right?
Yeah, and you're going to ask me what it is, isn't you? But I am ready to tell people of the world. Do you want me to tell them now or after the break?
No, tell them now what it's about, and we'll get everyone kind of ready for it.
Ready.
Yep.
Yeah, because, you know, if anyone's got any questions about today's topic, you can email us on air at joy.org.au. And you can text in the studio, can't they, Yanni?
Absolutely, on 0427-569-949. But better yet.
Hey, all right. Well, today we're discussing, so please feel free to send in any comments or, you know, whatever you want.
Yes.
We're talking about single doesn't mean stuck. And that's S-T-U-C-K, stuck. It might just be my accent.
Yeah, we've got to make that clear.
Single doesn't mean stuck. Correct. Personal growth without a partner.
Yeah, because it does happen and should happen, right?
Correct. And we are ready to get into it.
Yeah. And I think, like, sometimes as single people, we may just feel a bit stuck depending on where we are with our lives. So, you know what? That's what we're going to be talking about.
Whoop, whoop. You're listening to Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono.
Thank you. Yeah, yes, it was Sunset Brothers. Well done, Jono. Look at you with your music knowledge.
Well, look, you know I like to not name drop and drop my name.
Yeah, right.
I have spent a night out with Tina Cousins right here in Melbourne, and it was the best. We got into so much trouble. I love that lady.
Well, I think you have mentioned that before, but...
Well, look, if I was to name drop further, it wasn't just me and Tina Cousins. It was Sonic, Tina Cousins, the Vanga Boys, Wigfield. I mean, there was quite a few.
Okay. Love it. Now, if anyone wants to contact us today, they can do so via SMS on 0427-569-949, on air at joy.org.au. Why are you laughing, Jono?
I was laughing because just something came into my brain. I'm on one of those moods today. You said, if people out there want to contact us, I was just about to say don't.
Don't.
Just don't.
This is too much today.
I mean, no, please do. We are ready and waiting for your call, your text and your email.
Absolutely, because we want you to join in for today's topic, which is single doesn't mean stuck, right? Personal growth without a partner. So we want to know what you've done, and we're going to tell you what we have kind of done or going to do, or what advice we've got maybe, right? So let's kick it off. And look, Jono, you know, personal growth, that can mean a whole lot, but I think there's a couple of broad areas which we'll probably look into today.
Okay.
And look, I think we've got things like internal personal growth, there's environmental personal growth, so how do you grow within the environment that you're in, regardless of where that's in, whether it's the physicalness of the environment, if you're close to a city, away from a city, you know, there's personal growth to be had in environmental factors. There's emotional personal growth, there's creative personal growth, and there's also professional and spiritual personal growth. And they all, you know, you could do a whole show on each of those topics, but I think we're going to look at them a little bit broadly, go into some little bit detail, just to give people that kind of, you know, initial kind of think, yeah, you know, I can do this by myself, as challenging as it can be. You can grow individually by yourself.
Oh, my God. I must be like an oak wood tree by now because I've been I have been growing by myself for a very long time.
And, you know, solid roots, right? Solid roots.
I'd love a solid root.
Yeah, and a thick branch, right? That's good. that's an oak tree, right? A good...
A good
oak tree for your personal growth. So why do you think, when you said you've been doing that for a while, Jono, what does that mean for you?
Well, I think this is part of the reason and why we're here, like why we're single. I haven't needed or wanted to get involved with anyone because, like I mentioned last week, I'm trying to love myself first and trying to, you know, sort my own life out.
Mm.
And, you know, I feel that I'm ready. I could, you know, go on dates or find if there's anybody out there. But I've been working on me and creating things, and I'm a very creative human being, and I, you know, I'm busy doing things that I want to do.
Yeah, you've been...
And I've been working on myself.
You've been embracing your singledom as yourself, which is what this whole show is absolutely about.
Doing something that Yanni loves to do every day, maybe on Saturday, and that is midnight ride.
How did you know?
I've got tags on you. I've got eyes and ears all over that area.
Yeah.
No, I do. I love that song. And Orville Peck's been in Australia recently filming Street Fighter, the new movie.
Oh, really?
Yes, he is a queer, iconic singer-songwriter from the States. And I think his genre is mainly country. But he breaks the mold. And he wears this mask, like this eye mask. He doesn't need to, but he's absolutely beautiful.
I wonder if he's single, and if he is, I wonder if we can get him on the show.
Oh my God, Yanni, let's think about that one for even next year. I'm sure he'll be back doing premieres and things.
Well, that'll be kind of cool, right? Well, we'll have to put that down somewhere and put it out in the ether and make it happen, right? In the meantime,
come on, people.
There'll be someone out there listening who can make this happen. Come on.
Come on.
So, whilst that's all happening, let's talk about how, as a single person, it doesn't mean that we're stuck, but we can get personal growth without a partner. So,
correct.
What we were sort of talking about before the break was a couple of things, like internal things, environmental things, and one of the key things for this to sort of, you know, get out, to have that personal growth is around emotional intelligence, right, Jono?
Absolutely.
And I think one of the first things is learning to self-regulate.
Well, what do you mean by that? I love that. Like, on a daily basis or like just...
Yes. What I mean by that is understanding yourself. So really being able to watch what you're doing and what you're thinking throughout the day and then kind of pulling back or dialing up your emotions and sort of seeing is... Am I feeling this way because I'm single or because I'm by myself or however what you're feeling? Is this environmental? Is it because of me? But it becomes that self-awareness and then being able to go pull back your emotions if needed. So because sometimes when we are by ourselves and we are single, we can get into a dark spot, which isn't nice. Mm-hmm. And I think it's becoming aware of what that is and understanding and going, okay, this is where I'm at. This is how I can either pull myself out or not get there in the first place. But also understand, you know, maybe I'm going a bit too much. Maybe I am partying a bit too much, depending on your age. Maybe I'm spending too much time with other people because I don't want to address my own internal issues. Maybe I'm spending too much time by myself. So
this is interesting.
Mm.
Because, sorry to interrupt you, this is what I've been doing this last few weeks, and I was thinking exactly that. I've had to spend a lot of time on my own recently, and I did start going to a place where I didn't want to go again, thinking and internalizing thoughts and, you know, things like that. And I just thought, oh my God. And I thought, and I was thinking, how am I, I've got to get over this. I stood outside for some fresh air because I haven't been able to travel far either.
Mm. In the meantime, when we looking at emotional independence, the next one after that is all about self-initiated change. which we're going to chat about. You're back?
Wow. Do you know what? I thought, how rude, Yanni just cut me off. he's already, it's like Graham Norton with that red chair. He just pressed the button and cut me off halfway.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I'm done with this.
No, we were talking about emotional independence, and you were asking me about self-regulating and learning how to do that. And I just gave a bit of an insight into how I coped with that. And that's what I was saying, really. It was almost finished. So that was it.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. And you know, during that time, Jono, we got a text message. Do you want me to read it out?
Oh, yes, read it out.
It says, "Hi, folks. Living Life Single is by my own choosing." Oh, I love that, right? Yes. It's my second choice. Love it. I just got and that was from James. It says here, "I just missed having a special someone." You know what? And we totally get that, James. We all kind of miss that at moments, and that's what our sort of, I think our theme was, a lot of the things that come through is our what's good, what's not so good. And in those moments where we kind of just miss having someone occasionally. But you know what? That is not going to stop us from developing our own personal growth. This is Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono.
Hello, we are here. And I just want to say thanks again to Jane for texting in today. I mean, it really makes it worthwhile when we hear from the audience and people out there listening, whether it via the podcast or live on a Saturday. You know, it's great.
Yeah, it is. And guess what? We just got another one.
Oh, my God, stop it. Are they actually sending in the phone number? Because I'm ready for a day.
Yeah, well, not this one. Okay. But we have here, like, someone's actually just responding back to James's one, saying, "I don't really choose to be single, but it's not... But sorry, I don't choose to be single, but it's my lot in life right now. I'm okay with it. But I'm open to the stars to align if they are already." So that's it. Great.
Oh, I love that. But look, whilst we're on that topic, really quickly, because I know we're talking about single doesn't mean stuck today. But there are, and if you go back onto our podcast over on Joy or any sort of podcast forum, listen to some of the past episodes. We've got information on, you know, events that you can go to right here in Melbourne or wherever you're listening to, even in Sydney, single sort of meetups and catch-ups, or even come down to the Vic Pride Centre for a coffee. Like, it's just getting involved in your community, and I think that's really important. It doesn't have to mean that you're looking for anything more. It's just, if you do feel alone, there is someone out there for you.
100%. And that's...
Or not someone, I mean like a community, sorry.
Exactly. And that is actually part of developing yourself. It's actually part of social growth. Right?
Correct.
So it's where if you do want to grow yourself, one of that is your social growth. And, you know, that we've talked about ways of doing that, but it's something just to highlight that personal growth is just not sort of going, oh, I need to be, you know, more spiritual and look inwards. It's understanding all facets of your life and going which parts they are and which parts I need to grow. Because the decisions that you make today, whatever they are going to affect your future. And that's the reality. So, and as annoying as that is, because like, oh, damn, I can't blame someone else, right? It's the decisions that you make. It's the choice that you make that, yep, you know what? I am going to get up today. I am going to work on my social growth. And some days they may be fruitful, and some days may not. But you've just got to keep at it, and that's the challenging part. And we've talked about this before.
I was going to say, and don't feel guilty, even if you don't want to get up. Just get up eventually. Listen to your body if you've got nothing else to do, because we are in a position where we're single and we don't have kids. We might not have animals, but if you've got an animal, that's an incentive to get up and go for a walk or feed it or whatever you need to do. But even if you don't feel guilty about not getting up. Stay in bed, but do something that day that you need to tick off a list, even if it's one thing. Like this weekend, I've said, well, I'm going to do some personal admin. I've got some things to do. I'm going to do that today, but I'm not going out anywhere. I don't care. I'm like, you know, I can't really anyway, but... You know, don't feel guilty about it.
No, you're right. You're right, Jono. And I think the key that you said there was one thing a day. If you can just do one thing a day, I think it's healthy to be able to do one thing. Get out of the bed is the first step. And then the second step is Right. Once you get out of bed, if you've got nothing to do, you're going to go back in there, right? So give yourself a go to achieve one thing, because that's going to help a lot more. And
correct.
Jono, one thing that we maybe because we've been out for a while and we might forget, but identifying development, so identity development, right? So we could have listeners at the moment who are not out, who are looking at their identity and questioning themselves. So if you're in that, that's great. Like explore.
This is a good one.
Explore your gender. Explore the remaining and redefining yourself. What does that mean? And reclaiming.
Well, also, you might not want to box yourself as in a gender. Like, this is something that, for me personally, identifying development thing, you know, I've done that in the last sort of maybe, I reckon, 5 years, even though trans people and other non-binary people have, you know, in our community have been around for decades, centuries,
of course,
years,
as long as humanity's been around.
Exactly, right? But it's only in the last sort of 5 years we've gone, no, this is enough. I actually don't identify as this person or as this. And for me to learn pronouns in the last 5 years or so, that was part of my journey and my growth in terms as someone in the LGBTIQA plus community. Because I'm old school gay. Like, I came out and I was like, there's gay, lesbian, bisexual people. And that was when I came out, and bloody hell, like, I don't know, in the 90s, like, I don't know, early 2000s.
Mm.
And it's just simply not the case. So it's just learning that and growing and nurturing that and planting the seeds and, you know, understanding that there's more to life and more to other people.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. And let's come back straight after this. You're on Joy at 94.9. Living Life Single, Jono and Yanni.
Whoa.
I know, right? Hey, Jono, we got another text message. So I'm going to read it out.
Yes, I'm loving it.
They are like so many today. We love it. Keep them coming in. And you can do that on 0407-569-949. Sorry, 0427-569-949. Here you go. Let me read this one out. I think one of the most important things for single people is to be deliberate and proactive about personal growth. Nurture your inner life, connect with the world around you through books, a coffee, art, or something more. See about finding a companion or a kindred spirit. Could just be someone at the local shop. And could just be for a moment. Interactions, small and large, are essential. And that's growth. And that was from Harry. Such wise
words. Hey, Harry,
words.
That's amazing.
I know.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Thank you so much, Harry, for texting in. And everyone else, please text in, because we want to hear your thoughts about today's topic about personal growth.
Amazing. And look, if you're not texting and you'd like to email onair@joy.org.au, you can send a message there. I agree with Harry as well. I think that, you know, just by getting out there or doing that one thing a day in personal growth, whether it's something more than you did yesterday, it's a step forward more than you did yesterday, just by going for a coffee or taking yourself to an art gallery or to the theater or to the cinema on your own, there's no shame in it, but you never know who you're going to meet. And that's what I always say to people. You just never know who you're going
to
meet.
That's it. And there are a lot of blocks to personal growth. And so let's see what they are. So then if people are aware of them, then you can actually either navigate around them. So I think one of the first ones is self-doubt. So believing that you can actually have personal growth. So understand where that self-doubt is, and that we've got a lot of self-doubt, because it might sort of come from a lack of thinking, oh, it's too late. It's never too late for our own personal growth, depending on what that means. So I think
as Ru says, Yanni, RuPaul,
yes,
you know, it's that inner child within yourself. You know, have a conversation with that person. It's okay to have self-doubt, but where's that coming from? And you know, little Yanni or little Jono, you know, where does that come from? You know, you still got that kid inside you, and it's okay.
It is okay. And little kids and adults, we tend to compare a lot, and that's another block. So comparison, social media does not help with comparisons, because it's, you know, you're seeing a very skewed view of one person's life, and the algorithm is in such a way that you're going to see more of that. So comparison is a big roadblock, and we've got to be conscious of that. And whether you're comparing yourself to someone because they're in a relationship, their body, their wealth, their career, their friendship groups, all that is so detrimental to any individual. So you've got to be aware of what you're comparing yourself to and that you are comparing.
When I don't have any personal sort of Instagram accounts or anything, they're all sort of around my side project that I do. I only have a personal Facebook because of that reason. I don't really want people to know all this stuff about me, and maybe that is a conscious effort that there is sort of like a shell to it, because that's not the real me. You get the real me when it's Jono and Yanni on Living Life Single, or when you get to meet me in person. But on that, it's more about the people I interview and the artists or the things that I do. So yeah, look, I try and stay away from putting anything personal on socials.
Yeah.
Apart from, hey, I can't see you right now because I've just had major eye surgery. Yeah. But that was more of a public information thing, because people were like, where is he gone? Why is he not replying to my text? Anyway, 100%. Carry on. I love this.
100%.
So self-doubt, we've ticked that one off. Yep. Comparing, comparison, done. Yep.
Fear of the unknown. It is scary. It is scary to go, I'm going to do some personal growth, because who knows what is going to be uncovered. I tell you what, right? There's layers upon layers upon layers, and sometimes you don't want to see under those. But it is scary, and it's okay. It's okay because, you know, once with a bit of fear and a bit of – the next step after that is removing it, and then it's all the good stuff. So that happens. And of course,
it might even crop up in the future again. You might just, you know, different situations happen, and you might just fear something straight after that as well, you know?
100%. Now, I'm just going to scoot through the next ones, Jono. So there's also external pressures, right? Because there could be your family or your culture, possibly religion, that may be hindering some of that personal growth, because you may have grown up that you have to believe things one way. So that's a roadblock, something to be aware of try and navigate that as best as you can. And also being by yourself and possibly some loneliness, because that makes things hard, because it is hard when you are by yourself to get out of that rut and go, I'm going to do something good for me today. It is a challenge, but this is what we're here for, that Yanni and John are Living Life Single, to help you. I said it wrong again. To help you through that point, to go, you know what? We can do this. We can live life single. We can embrace our singledom, because this is what this whole show is about. Living life single, where being single means you are never by yourself. There is a community around you, and Jono and I are leading that for you. So, you know what? There's some
also, it's happening to me at the same time. Like, no one out there is feeling the same or isolated or alone. I feel it constantly. And, you know, coming into the studio normally or speaking with you, Yanni, it kind of already alleviates that. It gets me out of that rut. But just do something once a day, like I said. Just do something that's going to get you up and out.
Yeah, and some, we've talked about what are some robots. Now let's talk about what are some practices that you can actually do that's going to help, right? Let's have a bit of a discussion around these. You could do some journaling. Now, I'm not a big journaler, but I know it works. Like, writing things out does help. And it's annoying because I hate writing. Like, I hate writing. My writing's awful. And what I've realized, though, is that it's actually not about reading it. It's about the physical act of getting it out of your head, using your body and putting it down, and then done. Like, you know, and it's time-consuming, annoying, but it does help. It's a good start. I don't do it, but do as I say, not as I do. All the research says that journaling is a good thing. So if you can do it, it does help.
I use a calendar, Yanni. I like to put things on a calendar and visualize, okay, I'm doing that on the weekend. That's my thing for the weekend. I'm doing this one thing today. Or, you know, just planning, just some planning and structure. That's how I like to get things out of my head.
Yeah, great. Yeah, that's a good way of doing it. Also, look, I highly recommend this. Speaking to a professional is always really good. That can help navigate or doing, right? You know,
doing. Done and doing.
Yeah. And we've discussed something similar as well around solo retreats. We've got possibly even a vision board if people want to do. But also people can expand, you know, in your comfort zone, whatever that looks like for you.
Yeah.
And also I like the idea of building a growth circle, right? So what that means, Jono, is getting a cheerleader friend, getting a friend who's going to just be your cheerleader to help you execute this, because it's hard enough doing all things by yourself. So get your cheerleaders around you and say, hey, I need you to be super like peppy, amazing, and just lie and just say, come on, you can do this, blah, blah. Get your cheerleaders around you, because if you don't have those, that makes it some tough things, right? And you just need them just to just say good things to you every single day.
And if you don't have a cheerleader, me and Yanni will be your
Absolutely.
Cheerleader.
Absolutely. Text
you
us in.
You can join us live every week. You can text us in or email us. Or follow us on Instagram. It is livinglife_single. Feel free to reach out anytime, because I know sometimes it's hard to even connect with your own community or even have friends.
And listen to the podcast.
As I get older, friends actually, I can count them on one hand.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's hard. So, you know, sometimes it is that, but if you're feeling alone, you're on the right, you're on the right channel.
And you must celebrate your milestones as well. So celebrate good things that are going into your life, okay? I saw a podcast the other day where Oprah was on there and something else, and someone recommended is have the good wine on your worst day. And I love that. I don't drink wine, but what that means is if you've been saving up something good on for a special occasion, you know what? It's already a good day. You don't need it on the good day. Have it on your really crappy, annoying day. Have your good stuff on your annoying day. That's what I think is a big... So celebrate your milestones, surviving the tough weeks and your personal wins. And
do what I do, though, which is treat every... Because if I had a bad day, I'd be having like a bottle or a glass every other day.
Yes, so let's keep it within reason. Jono, we are smack bang right out of time. We've literally got like 30 seconds to finalize this thing. So I'm going to go straight to you. It's your favorite part of the week. It's the what's good, what's not so good. Take it away, Jono.
Okay, so good this week being single, just having some time to plan some life admin and things that I'm going to do during the summer break. Bad this week, just like I mentioned, you know, getting inside my head, thinking about being lonely and what have you. But this show helps, and the podcast, obviously.
Yeah, and look, for me, actually looking forward to doing this show. This is as annoying as the preparation can be. I was like, you know, I was actually thinking today, I get to be on the radio. I get to share that with a friend.
Correct.
I get to engage with our listeners. This is brilliant, and I couldn't do this if I was in a relationship. So I'm so grateful that I can do this show. And what wasn't great for me is that I'm rewatching Stranger Things because I want to watch a new season.
Woo!
And I was doing that by myself, and I was just like, oh, it would be nice to have someone here. But you know what? I fell asleep anyway, so it doesn't really matter. And that is it for the show, Jono. That is it. This is Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono. I hope everyone is well. Enjoy the week. Next week is our last show for the year, but we will be back next year. We certainly will. So don't go anywhere. This is Living Life Single on Joy 94.9.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.